Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olambulela ku Studio 7 ngolesibili mhlaka 24 zibandlela 2017 ngo Chris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Mbalani uba upresident umgabo wenza kavomo ukuthi idili lakhe ele birthday lenziwe ematopo ngoba uzananzela ukuthi ematopo ke duze lalapho abazayenzela khona idili lakho labo ele birthday kamgabo le 93 years kule Balagwe camp lapho kwabulawa khona abantu abaningi kakhulu ngesikhathi se-ground.
UZulu uyalisola kakhulu inyathelo lokuthi umkhosi wokujabulela ilanga lokuzalwa kukamongameli Robert Mugabe wenzelwe ematopo esigabeni seMandebeleni.
Umuntu ole 93 years ube kuthiwa khona ubusilizwe. Lwani umuntu sokufana lokuthi bamhlupha nje. Ukuthi avuka namhlanje uyafuneka kuleliya ilizwe lithile kule meeting. Fike zilalele, asazwa lutho.
Izizalane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwele South Africa zincoma umkhokheli we-EFF umnumzana Julius Malema ngokuphumela egcekeni esithi umongameli Mugabe akahlale phansi esuke esihlalweni. Owake waba ngumphathintambo wezemfundo lezemidlalo kuhulumende womanyano umnumzana David Coulthard uthi inkokheli yizo ezidala ukuba ezemidlalo zingaphumeleli eZimbabwe. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa emsakazweni weStudio 7. Umthwakazi uyalisola kakhulu inyathelo lokuthi umkhosi wokujabulela ilanga lokuzalwa kukamongameli Robert Mugabe wenzelwe ematopo duze leBalagwe besithi lokhu kunjengokujabulela ukubulawa kwabantu inkulungwane ezedlula ezingamachumi amabili ngombhuqazwe weGugurawundi kunye labajikelwa bebephila emgodini weBalagwe lapho okwakusembiwa khona igolide. Unompumelelo Moyo siphalo ludaba ngokugcweleyo esematopo.
Minyaka yonke ngonhlolanja 21, umongameli Mugabe wenzelwa umkhosi wokuthakazelela ilanga lakhe lokuzalwa ngabenhlanganiso yabasakhulayo bezanu PF e-21st Movement bekhetha lapho owenzelwa khona. Lonyaka indawo abayikhethileyo ichiye umthwakazi ebambe owangaphansi ethi lokhu yikudelelwa okuphindiweyo okukhombisa ukuba umgabe uyajabula ngesenzo sakhe sombhuqazo weGugurawundi awenza eBalagwe lakwezinye indawo. Uchalimani wezaphu ezansi eMandebeleni umnumzana Matthew Sibanda uthi umgabe uyadelela okuphindiweyo njalo njengebandla badabukile kakhulu ngaleli nyathelo.
Azihlungu ukuthi bathi bayaselebrate khona, so thina sithi abantu bakithi ababulawayo bonke emathebelenti ngayo bakubona lokhu bengayi khona ku-celebration le ngoba uyaselebratwa umuntu ebulela izihlobo zeni lisetshenziswa lifana labantu ababe bengacabangi abantu ake sitshintsheni ingqondo abantu bemathebelenti.
Umongameli wemthwakazi Republic Party umnumzana Mqondisi Moyo yena uthi banokudana okukhulu ekhuthaza abantu ukuthi bangayi kulo mcimbi.
Ibandla lemthwakazi Republic Party alithokozi ngokuzwa umbiko ukuthi iZANU PF izoselebrate ilanga lokuzalwa kuka Robert Mugabe mhla ka 21 February ematopo okuyindawo eunder iMatsi South Province lapho umbhuqazwe owabulala kakhulu khona abantu bakithi bejikelwa endaweni yeBalagwe.
Umnumzana Zenzele Ndebele isakhamuzi sakobulawayo uthi abezanu PF benza ngabomo ukwenzela idili leli eBalagwe ethi ukuhlukuluza abantu ebathunuka izilonda zokubulawelwa izihlobo ethi inhlamba enkulu.
Mbalani uba upresident umgabo wenza ngabomo ukuthi idili lakhe ele birthday lenziwe ematopo ngoba uzananzela ukuthi ematopo ke duze lalapho abazayenzela khona idili lakho labo ele birthday kamgabo le 93 years kule Balagwe camp lapho kwabulawa khona abantu abaningi kakhulu ngesikhathi se-ground.
Umnumzana Samuel Khumalo webandla le-MDCT uthi okwenziwe ngumongameli kulihlazo njalo kuveza ukuba lokhe elengqondo yokufuna ukubulala.
Kona bona laba abantu abayiba bayenza amavenyu akhona inxanga ukhangela ungani kulenye inhloso yabo abalayo ngoba yona into yakhona kayikwabitheki ikakhulu ukhangela ukuthi indawo leyo abafuna ukwenza kiyo kufe abantu abaningi.
Umabhalane wenhlanganiso yebhethu likaZulu umnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo yena uthi kulusizi ukuthi umuntu angakhetha ukuyagida phezu kwamangcwaba awadalayo ethi ngabe uthatha imali yomcimbi lo ayefundisa intandane zabantwana babantu ababulalayo.
Kulusizi ukuthi umuntu ahambe egida lapho okulamangcwaba khona ikakhulu amangcwaba abangelwe nguye. Besingakukhangelelanga ukuthi yena lobaba ngelanga lakhe ahambe eBhalagwe ngoba eBhalagwe indawo lapho kugcwele khona amangcwaba abantu ofundisa abantwana intwembi.
IBhalagwe indawo edume ngamangcwaba abantu ababulawa ngabaphoselwa emgodini owawusenjiwa igolide. Abanye baphoselwa bagqitshelwa bephila ngesikhathi sombhuqazo weGugurawundi njalo uZulu sewaze wayehaya ngengoma ngoba ihlala isemlonyeni wabo. Okudanisa iningi elidabuka ezigabeni zeMandebeleni laseNkabazwe yikuthi uMongameli Mugabe akazake axolise ngalesi siga asenzayo sokuthuma ibutho lakhe ukuyabulala abantu ecatshange lokuthi wayejonge ukubulala abahlamuki. Ngimele iStudio 7 yobulawayo, nginguNompumelelo Moyo.
Inhlanganiso emela izisebenzi zemigodini eNational Mine Workers Union of Zimbabwe ikhuthaza amankampani emigodi ukuba athuthukise imisebenzi yawo ngendlela ezaphathisa izisebenzi zonke hathi inkokeli kuphela. Intathela izindaba yethu uMark Peter Ntambe usethulela lolu daba eseHarare.
Lokhu kulandela impumela yenhlolisiso eyenziwe inhlanganiso ye-Chamber of Mines eveza ukuba kungaba lentuthuko emsebenzini wokwemba lonyaka eZimbabwe. Unobhala wenhlanganiso ye-Mine Workers Union of Zimbabwe, uMnumzana Sylvester Mshayike uthi ukuqheliswa komsebenzi noma kungaba khona akuphathisi izisebenzi kangakho ngoba kuvele kulodubo lwesiholo eliphansi abanini amabhizimusi bekhala ngendleko enkulu yokuholisa izisebenzi.
Engikubona yikuthi ama wages are heavy phezulu from CEO down to the manager. I-level yonalo yiyo i-level eyiphambanisa mining, so isebenze esiphansi kazila lutho.
UMnumzana Trust Nubo osebenzelana nenhlanganiso zabatsha uthi lolu ludubo abahlala belisana lalo ngoba lungahlaseli abemigodi kuphela kodwa lakubo masipala labanye abamabhizimusi okuthi sokudingakala ukuba lulungisiswe.
Ludubo esingathi ilizwe leli liphathene lakho, so kumele kukhangele ukuthi kube le salaries commission ukuthi ihambe inanzelele ilungise nje ukuthi yena umuntu vele kumele ehole imali enganani kuma esebenza umsebenzi othile.
UMushayike uthi sikhuluma kanje izisebenzi zingaba lenhlanhla lonyaka zingengezelelwa ikholo ngesilinganiso sokwedlula okubili ekhulwini 2% ngoba abanye sebelesikhathi lalelo liholo bengalitholi. Ethi okudingakalayo yikuba abemigodi bathuthukise ukusebenza kwabo ngoba eminye efana le platinum ilahlekelwa yinzuzo ngokuthumezela platinum engahluzwanga ngaphandle kwelizwe. Khona kungenzakala ukuba kudingwe imitshina yokwehlukanisa ipalladium, iradium leplatinum ngokwayo ingakayethengiselwa phandle kwelizwe.
Sina sihambisa ama-concentrate. Sina lapha kasazi ukuthi sipheni i-South Africa. Bayadeclare lokho akufunayo. Basitshele ukuthi i-recovery yabo ibe yi-30% kumbe 60%. But thina asikwazi. So kutsho ukuthi siyasebenzela mahhala.
Izisebenzi eziningi emgodini zithola ikholo eliphansi kwe-poverty datum line engama-200 lengxenye amadola ngenyanga kodwa abanye babaqondisi bona bethola inkulungwane ezingama-50 zamadola $50,000 ngenyanga benikezwa njalo izimota zakulezi nsuku njalo bebhatalelwa imali yemfundo yabantwa babo. Abanini bamakampani emigodi bahlala bekhala ngenkinga abathi babhekana lazo ezifana lokusindwa yindleko yekholo kunye lokusilela kwemali yokuqhelisa imisebenzi yabo, ukusilela kukagetsi, imitshina esigugile lokunye. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare, nginguMark Peter Ntambe.
Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwele South Africa sezincome umkhokheli webandla le-Economic Freedom Fighters, i-EFF, umnumzana Julius Malema, ngokuphumela egcekeni esithi uMongameli Mugabe akehle esihlalweni lokusola iZANU-PF ngokuthi ancintise ukhetho luka-2018. UBenedict Nhlapho sipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Ekhuluma emhlanganweni wabezindaba eJohannesburg izolo, umnumzana Malema uthi kulusizi ukubona umuntu osekhulile njengomongameli Mugabe elokhu esalela esihlalweni. UMalema owayesaziwa kakhulu ngokusekela kwakhe uhlelo lokuthathwa ngodliko omhlabathi eZimbabwe uthi ngendlela umongameli Mugabe asekhule ngayo asisekwe isizathu sokuthi aqhubeke esesihlalweni.
President Mugabe stay in power and him being a presidential candidate in 2018. It's bad. Those comrades in ZANU-PF that
walela kukamongameli Mugabe esihlalweni lalokhu ukuthi nguye ozancedisa ukuba esikhundleni sikamongameli ngo-2018 kubi. Into le enziwa ngabasekeli beZANU-PF akusinto enhle ebantwini beZimbabwe. Kusadek loba enhlosweni zokuthatha umhlabathi e-Afrika ngoba labo abebekhokhela lowo mzabalazo kabasafuni ukusuka ezikhundleni.
UMalema uthi loba kukunengi umongameli Mugabe asekwenzele ilizwe sekuyisikhathi sokuyaphumula.
We celebrate what he has done and will continue his legacy. But grandpa, it's enough now. You must let go.
Siyamncoma ngalokho esekwenzile njalo siyaqhubekela phambili umsebenzi wakhe. Kodwa ke babamkhulu sekwanele. Yehla esihlalweni utshele abanye. Baningi abasakhulayo ebandleni leZANU-PF abakwazi mhlophe ukuthi kuyini okulungele izwekazi leAfrika.
Amazwi kaMalema sethole usekelo olukhulu kuzizalwane zeZimbabwe. Isizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Thabiso Ngwenya uthi kalikho elinye iqiniso eledlula lelo elikhulunywe umnumzana Malema.
Umuntu ole 93 years kube kuthiwa khona ubusilizwe. Lwana umuntu sokufana lokuthi bayamhlupha nje ukuthi avuka namhlanje uyafuneka kuleli ayilizwe lithile kule meeting. Fike zilalele kasazwa lutho.
Omunye layo weZimbabwe ongathandanga ukuthi igama lakhe livezwe uthi vele abasekeli beZANU-PF labo bakwazi mhlophe ukuthi uMugabe kasenelisi ukubusa.
UMugabe lwana uyi-umbrella yabo. So makuphuma yena bengazithola maybe abaningi bakhona sebehlupheka empilweni. Abanye maybe sokuvela amanye amacala angaziwayo. Because ngendlela iZANU-PF operator ngakhona ngathi kunesitsotsi esiningi esenzakalayo kuphathi leyo.
Abanye ke bancoma uMalema ngokutshela isadi ukuthi ifunde enhlanganisweni ye-ECOWAS ngemva kokuthumela amasotsha ukuyakhipha ngenkani obengumongameli weGambia obesesalela esihlalweni ngemva kokunqotshwa ekhethweni. Kodwa-ke uMalema ubuye wasola ibandla le-MDC esithi libandla lisetshenziswa ngamazwe aphesheya afuna ukubuyisela emuva uhlelo lokwabiwa komhlabathi okuyinto eseyaphikwa kanengi yi-MDC. Esephendula inkulumo kaMalema, ilunga leZANU-PF edale ePhalamende umnumzana Psychology Maziwisa ubhale kuFacebook esithi uMalema yindotshelana nje ezama ukuzicandela udumo kwezombusazwe. Mele Studio 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa, nginguBenedict Nhlapho.
Alamuhla kuLive Talk kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo lwe-The Connection sixoxa ngomdlalo wenguqu owenkezo ye-Africa Cup of Nations. Iqembu leZimbabwe ama-Warriors seliphumile kumncintiswano lo ngemva kokunqotshwa izolo. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Uze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Le balaleli Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Singakangeni esigabeni silandelayo, wothi ke sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Kulamapholisa esikhombisa afile ekudubukeni okwenzakale enkambeni yamapholisa edolobheni le-Afgoye eliduze lesigodlo seSomalia iMogadishu lamhlanje ekuseni. Abahlengi bakwele Italy babika ukuba inani lasebefile engozini yokudilika kwenye ihotela esentabeni kulelo lizwe eHotel Rigapiano edolobheni le-Farangdoglio seliqonge lafika kwabalitshumi lane. Ikomiti yedalela iParliamente ebona ngezemali iphakathi kokuloba umthetho ozakwenza kube licala ukwala ukwamukela imali yohlobo lwama-bond notes. Ikomiti le ithi ifuna njalo abazatholakala besehlisa isisindo semali le bejeziswe kalukhuni. I-bond note eyethulwe ekupheleni komnyaka osanda kwedlula ilesisindo esilingana lesedola leMelika. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele ngcwethi ecubungela izemthetho umnumzana kucacaphulu ongumsekeli njalo kamongameli webandla le People's Democratic Party iPDP.
Into eyenzakalayo mina kayingimangalisi ngoba the moment befaka umthetho wama-bond notes, befaka ama-bond notes, abantu abaningi babe futhi ngabawafuni ngoba lama-demonstration and so forth. Mina ngokwami angingajayizani nomuntu endlela kathatha ama-bond notes. Kodwa nginethemba ukuthi bakhona somewhere. We remember ngabo-2008 crisis. They criminalized economy bamba bethatha impahla zabantu bezitshontsha bezenzani. So I'm not surprised that they, in fact I predicted that they would criminalize in the ama-bond notes. Pending, you know, towards the election. That was $25, $10, $100. But I want to go to the point of the other one of the money. So, it's clear.
Kanti wona ama-powers la kuthiwa ngama-presidential powers nxa kuyikuthi seyesebenzisile umongameli kungani asefuna futhi ukuthi kube lexakela elizakwenza ukuthi abantu babotshwe?
Uhlupho esinalo ukuthi ama-powers alala nxangazasetshenziswe upresident Mugabe nezamtisi bale-two-thirds majority overwhelming eParliament. They can always pass a law through Parliament. So umthetho wa-bond note uzawangena eParliament. Kona lonke lokhuluma ngawo nanxa angazawuphasa enze ne-emergency law uzangena eParliament. And i-two-thirds majority le was created, yayivele khona ngesikhathi kuqotshwa abantu eParliament. But i-gap yakhona it has made so overwhelming when people were fired from Parliament, the closure of Tsvangirai. And it means we can't have them 2 years at least in Parliament. And there's no chance of our by-elections can matter up to their majority. So if Zimbabwe wants to elect this, they ought to vote for parties that don't believe in doing these things. Because some people will continue to do these things. They should instead come apart and look at our issues. It's a political question. It's not a legal question. It's political through and through. And some people are desperate for people to accept this bond not when an economy that is about $1 million across an election. So they want to go back to printing money. It's about printing money.
Kanti khona vele imali yini kumbe kuyini njengoba kwesinye isikhathi siyasizwe umnumzana Manguja esithi yena kasomali ngama incentives.
Ayisiyomali ngoba ngalaleka kuhle abantu abazekhuluma ngento zemkhonweni lezo. Ngathamba idokumenti kabito idokumenti kabapresident yet ubito ethiwa yi-free. Imali is not a paper or a coin. That coin is representation of imali. So thina as long as we are not manufacturing or creating value and exporting, getting US dollar into our country, getting foreign currency whether from China or from wherever. Can't see the mind. That is one thing I was going to know, but they print amapepa and call amapepa la wana mani. And I'm not going to incentive, I'm not going to incentive as one. I'm going to export that, but that is another thing. Malutan.
Alo ke umnumzana kucacaphulu ingcwethi ecubungela izemithetho njalo ingumsekeli kamongameli webandla le People's Democratic Party iPDP. Umnyaka odluleyo ubone abasakhulayo beZimbabwe abaningi besethula imbono yabo ngokuphathelane lendaba ezithile ezithinta impilo zabo kwezombusazwe ezenotho lokunye kunenginengi ngokutshengisela izitaladeni langokuloba enkundleni eziningi zebulenjini ezifana labo Twitter, Facebook lezinye. Isakhamuzi sakobulawayo njalo engosakhulayo umnumzana Pluto Ntabende yena ucabange ukuveza umbono wakhe emele abasakhulayo baseZimbabwe efundisana labo ngezombusazwe esebenzisa ibhuku lakhe alilobileyo elilesihloko esithi The Political Dilemma. Asizweni ingxoxo ayenze lo Mike Hobe weStudio 7.
Ibhuku leli likha ngiyakhangela indaba lezembusazwe eZimbabwe kwakathesi njengoba sithiya bhekane lokhetho luka-2018 ngikahlekahle lona lijonge ukukhuthaza abatsha ukuba bezibone bephatheka kwezombusazwe.
Lapho ube ubhala leli bhuku ubucabanga abatsha kuphela nanje noma ubucabanga ukuthi wonke umuntu uzolifunda leli bhuku?
Lona belikhangele kakhulu abatsha, kodwa lethemba lokuba liyabalwa wonke umuntu ukuze bebone izinto ngeso labatsha.
Wena njengombhali owencwadi njalo ungumuntu osasemutsha, awungitshele umbono wakho mayelana ngale ndaba zombusazwe eZimbabwe.
Le indaba esihluphayo, inkinga esibhekane nayo ukuba abantu abaningi abaphatheki kulezi ndaba zepolitiki ngama-reason amaningi. Abanye besaba, abanye nje bazibona kungabalinto okuyinto wakhona.
Wena uzizwe kanjani lapho wezwa ukuthi uMongameli Mugabe uzobe ngena kumncintiswano wokudinga uMongameli ngomnyaka ozayo?
Leyo ngenye indaba leyo ehluphayo. Kodwa-ke abantu beZimbabwe balelungelo lokuzikhethela umuntu abamfuna. Uma bebona umuntu osebangeni lakhe elokhu efuna ukuqhubeka, bazofuna eqhubeke, bazamkhetha. Kodwa-ke okuqakathekileyo ukuthi wonke umuntu akhethe umuntu amfuna.
Thina abantu abatsha kumele sikhangeleleni okuzophumayo kule ncwadi yakho?
Incwadi leyi izabe inika abantu abatsha izizathu zokuba bezibone bephatheka endabeni zombusazwe, njalo izabe ibanika isamari yama-parties esilawo kathesi lama-options abalawo sesiya ku-2018.
Kule ncwadi yakho uzobe uxoxisana mayelana nale system ezayo le ethiwa yi-biometric voting system na?
Iyakuthinta lakho khona lokho okunye okuthintwa libhuku leli.
Uzobe ukhipha leli bhuku nini njalo izobe ibiza malini?
Ngaka 4 February official launch izaba ikhona ePub eBulawayo Public Library, izobe lithengiswa nge-$5 nje kuphela.
Hello ke ngumlobi osakhulayo uPluto Ntabende ubexoxa emoyeni leStudio 7 eBulawayo. Kwezemidlalo, ukapteni weqembu leZimbabwe Warriors uWillard Gatsande uthi sechile ukudlalela leli qembu ngemva kokunqotshwa kwalo yiTunisia nge-4-2 izolo okwenze lakhitshwa kumncintiswano we-Africa Cup of Nations. UGatsande utshele umsakazo weSuperSport ukuthi uthethe leli nyathelo ngoba efuna ukuba abanye abadlali bathole ithuba mhlawumbe bengenza ngcono kulaye. Iphephandaba lemagazini yakwele South Africa iKickoff lalo libika ukuba umqeqeshi weqembu uKalisto Basua ulakho ukuthiya umsebenzi. Kodwa ekhuluma lentatheli zindaba eGabo ngemva komdlalo wayizolo, uBasua uthe iZimbabwe ihle yalahleka ekuqaleni komdlalo.
Lapse of concentration maybe in the first minutes of the game made us maybe to lose the game. If you would see me
ukungazinikeli kakhulu ekuqaleni komdlalo yikho okwenze sanqotshwa, ngoba ungakhangela abadlali bethu bebechiya abadlali beTunisia bebodwa. Lokho yikho okuhle kwasibulala. Kuhlandla lesibili bazamile kodwa baphanjaniswe kakhulu yikuphikisana lezinqumo zikaNompembe. Lokho kubaphazamisile sibili, bacina sebesenza amaphutha abangele ukunqotshwa kwethu.
Lawo-ke ngamazwi kamqeqeshi weqembu lama-Warriors uKalisto Basua. Ukuhlaziya umdlalo wayizolo, uNtungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 uxoxe lengcweti kwezemidlalo Ezra Chisasibanda.
Abafana basenzele ke inkemenkeme, abafana badabukisile babulala inhliziyo zethu, basuzwisa ubuhlungu kakhulu ngokudlala amanyala abawenzile emdlalweni le AFCON 2017. Ukhumbule leli qembu ukubana-ke liqembu-ke elinikezwe imali eningakhulu engazake linikezwe abanye abadlali abake badlala ngaphambilini bedlalela le qembu-ke leZimbabwe. Hhayi, umqeqeshi walo-ke ubaba lo Khaleso Basua, hhayi, kukhanya ngani kuyamehlula. Ungakhohlwa ukubala langokuthi ngechani liyana kazange ngiwine ngithi umdlalo owodwa ichani eyenzakalayo umnyaka lo ophilileyo. Kukanti-ke lo nyaka njalo AFCON ngoba ngathi umdlalo owodwa uthole-ke i-draw kuphela. Ngakho-ke hhayi, kakulalutho laphana okumele kwenzakale kubana-ke ubaba uPasua-ke ashaye indlela ahambe.
Abanye bathi iChisa uPasua ngeke simsole kakhulu, abadlali mhlawumbe yibo abangelahlonzi. Othini ngalokho?
Ntunga, umdlalo webhola ubizwa ngolotho oqeqesha iqembu. Yiko ungazukhangela emaqembu amakhulu abafana nabo yingvindi United States of America ukhala lama clubs o Arsenal, Chelsea. Nga iqembu lingawina umqeqeshi ngiyothotha ngoba laba badlali bakhethwa nguye ke lo mqeqeshi. Uphaswa nguye onxusela abafana ukuthi babuye. Baningi abadlali eZimbabwe wabanxusa babuye. Nga ukhangela igame unazi ibhola uzazibuza ukuthi kungani bedlala ke laba ke isizama midfielders amabili ama-tactics ngemva kwe-striker esisodwa asengumuntu ongafuna ukunqoba lo angeke unqobe ngendlela adlale ngayo i-formation le edlalileyo edlala leli qembu. Ngakho-ke abantu bangasoli abadlali kuphela abasole labona ukubana umfana lo kuthiwa nguNdoro ukhona emfake kanje uhlohle izolo abanye kabafakanga lo mfana othiwa nguhadebe othimithadebe kabadlalisanga ungcono kamroyiwa we-Dynamos kumele ukuthi afake abadlali ngokuba kubona ukuthi bazinjani ibhora hhayi ukuthi abadlali laba abangani bami kume ngabafana bami.
Izifa yona imingaphi kulokhu Tshisa ngoba bakhona abanye abathi ukubola okukhona kuqala kuzifa.
Abantu bengathi njalo ke izifa ke ikhona izifa siyakwazi ukuthi iyehluleka okunye kwehlulekayo. Kodwa kungakhohlwa ukuthi laba bantu abakhokelwa nguTshiya ngoba ngene ngomnyaka ophelileyo. Ngene ngomnyaka ophelileyo iZimbabwe yangena ke emdlalweni emkhulu amantombazane ahamba ku-World Cup. Ukanti ke abafana beZimbabwe National Side esikhuluma ngayo kwamanje ihamba ke ku-AFCON. Izifa inikeze abafana laba izimali nazo zibonana ke kathi sizoxoxa ke silandi 1.5 million. Lapho abantu bangahlala besola izifa ziyodlala ibhola. Abadlali banikeziwe bakhala bathi abafuna ukuya lale ziva village bafakwe ehoteleni bahlala ngehoteleni abayifunayo bathi bafuna ama-allowances bawanikezwa leyo ama-allowances selisola izifa ke selisola ngikhona.
Lo ngu-Ezra Tshisa Sibanda ingcwethi kwezemidlalo. Kunjalo nje wake waba ngumphathintambo wezemfundo lezemidlalo kuhulumende womanyano uDavid Coulthard uxoxe lo Joseph Njanji esikhuluma ke ngodaba lwezemidlalo.
Umnumzana Coulthard ubekhuluma phezu kokudlala kweqembu elimela isizwe emidlalweni yenguqu lama-Warriors lona ebeliphatheke kumncintiswano wamazwe akuzwekazi lase-Africa i-Africa Cup of Nations equtshelayo elizweni leGabon. Iqembu leZimbabwe liphushe imidlalo yalo yesibaya sikaGroup B lisemsileni weNgalane ngemva kokuba libe ngutshiki lobhanqa 2-2 leqembu le-Algeria emdlalweni walo wakuqala. Kwathi emdlalweni wesibili litshaywe nge-2 kanyange leSenegal. Kuthi emdlalweni wesithathu libhaxabulwe nge-4-2 ngele-Tunisia ngomvulo webusuku. UColtart uthi iqembu leZimbabwe lilabadlali abalesiphiwo kodwa kabatholi usekelo kuyinto ebhekane labezemidlalo bonke nje elizweni.
Well, it was wonderful that we qualified. It's been the perennial problem.
Kuhle ukuthi senelise ukunqoba ukuthi singene kumncintiswano lo AFCON njengeZimbabwe. Kodwa kuhlala kuyinkinga emidlalweni yeZimbabwe endabeni yenkokheli. Silabadlali abanelisayo abalezipho. Kodwa singathi singakhangela inkokheli zehluleka ukusekela laba abezemidlalo. Ungakhangela abadlali abakuqembu leZimbabwe abale talenta lokuncintisana noma ngubani eAfrika. Kodwa amalungiselelo abo ahlala ebaphambanisa kubana bedlale kuhle.
Ngokwakuqala ukuba iqembu leZimbabwe liphutshe imidlalo yalo kumncintiswano weAfcon lingazange linqobe njengoba ngomnyaka ka-2004 langomnyaka ka-2006 laqeda linqobe kumdlalo walo wesithathu wezibaya. Umqeqeshi weqembu leZimbabwe uCalisto Basua yena osolwa ngabaningi ngemva kokudliwa kweqembu lama-Warriors ukhale ngonompembe obatshayele emdlalweni wabo leTunisia.
Sisuke salibala ekuqaliseni komdlalo lokho kwenze sadliwa ngoba sisuke sabanika amathuba okutshayela egedini bengamakwanga. Ehlandleni lesibili siqale kahle kodwa ukwenza kwanompembe kusuke kwangena emakhanda abafana wayenza bengayenelisi ukubana bephakamise umdlalo wabo.
Umlandeli weqembu lama-Warriors uSibonakaliso Ndlovu akavumelani lo mqeqeshi weqembu lama-Warriors athi uzama ukucatsha ngomunwe.
Siyabonga Joseph Njanji. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Igama nguChris Gande Lilala.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.